The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now we're joined by George Parker, political editor of the Financial Times. George, Keir Starmer has been addressing the House of Commons in relation to his decision to appoint Peter Mandelson, despite Mandelson having failed vetting checks. Just bring us up to speed on what's been happening this afternoon.
Well, I think it's been a fairly chastening House of Commons appearance by the Prime Minister. He's been facing accusations that he's throwing civil servants under the bus, looking around for someone else to blame, being willfully ignorant of the fact that Peter Mandelson failed this vetting check. So, and facing calls to resign, I should add, from some quarters. So it's been a tough hour and a half or so for Keir Starmer so far. It's still going on, but he's refusing to resign and basically saying that he was kept in the dark about this crucial matter by the Foreign Office, something which he says was absolutely unforgivable.
And was he kept fully in the dark?
Well, it seems to be yes, that he was, incredible though it might sound. And there was one point in the House of Commons exchanges where Keir Starmer said, I know some of you will find this incredible, and there was lots of mocking laughter, and he said, well, I agree with you. So there's no evidence yet to suggest that Keir Starmer is making this up. In fact, if he was lying about this, which was the initial allegation made against him, I think he would have to resign. But it does seem to be the case that the Foreign Office didn't pass on this information either to ministers or to the Prime Minister. And we'll find out a little bit more about why that happened tomorrow when Ollie Robbins, the former head of the Foreign Office, gives evidence to MPs, which is going to be quite a tense moment, I think, in Number 10.
The Tories, as you mentioned, and the Lib Dems both called on him to resign. And indeed, a Reform MP, Lee Anderson, was removed from the House of Commons for basically accusing Keir Starmer of lying.
Yes, I mean, the Speaker of the House of Commons knew that this allegation was going to be made against Keir Starmer and warned MPs at the start they weren't allowed to accuse the Prime Minister of being a liar, which is something that Lee Anderson did and will no doubt be enjoying the notoriety of being booted out of the chamber for using unparliamentary language. I mean, it does seem that there wasn't any lying about this, but the accusation against Starmer is, I guess, manifold, but principally, he's meant to be in charge. Why didn't he find out? Why didn't he ask questions about this? And second thing is that it's fairly obvious that Keir Starmer wanted Peter Mandelson to be the ambassador to Washington. He'd named him as his choice. The vetting took place after Starmer had named Mandelson as his choice. So basically what you got was a load of civil servants thinking, well, look, the Prime Minister wants this. It's all a bit awkward. We'll wave it through and no one will ever find out. That seems to be basically what happened. And then, of course, everyone has found out because Peter Mandelson's ambassadorial tenure ended in him being sacked and the House of Commons demanding that all the documents relating to his appointment be put into the public domain. So what would have remained a murky secret in Whitehall is now out there and causing a huge amount of damage to the Prime Minister.
So where are we at with this? I mean, am I right in saying it seems unlikely to bring him down or is that incorrect?
I think that's right. Though this is a sort of, as I said, sort of humbling moment for Keir Starmer, there isn't sort of, I've just been to one Labour MP, so there wasn't really a gotcha moment in the House of Commons. So it's sort of the whole cumulative effect has just been to depress Labour MPs further. And there are some very dangerous looking elections coming up on May the 7th, where Keir Starmer's Labour Party are going to get a real kicking. But, and it's a big but, Labour MPs don't think the moment is right yet to get rid of Keir Starmer. They don't really have an alternative, ready alternative waiting in the wings. Andy Burnham, sort of favourite among some Labour MPs, is of course not an MP at the moment. He's still Mayor of Manchester. Angela Rayner, another contender, is still trying to sort out her tax affairs with revenue and customs. So there's a general feeling that although this has been a really bad and tough afternoon for Keir Starmer, now is not the moment to move against him.
And very finally, George, could that moment come if the local elections are a disaster for Labour?
It's possible. I think people you speak to say that the local elections just become a bit more perilous. My guess is that still it's a bit too early to remove Keir Starmer. You don't find any Labour MPs who think that Keir Starmer will lead Labour into the next election. But I think probably we're talking about months away, certainly not years away, before there is a big move to remove him.
George Parker, political editor with the Financial Times. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.